A group of strangers receive a mysterious message from an old friend on the planet of synthetic life. When tragedy strikes, these intrepid heroes, or should we say intrepid investigators, must solve a murder in Metal City. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM for this neon-tinted noir mystery.
The name's Tim. I'm wearing the shoes of Dexter Rain, a shameless, a gumshoe, pounding the pavement in the guts of striving, looking for trouble. And sister, trouble always finds me.
I'm Isis, and I'm playing Vaz Salty, a snarky medical drama actress.
I'm Rue, I use they, he, or ze pronouns, and I'm playing Whose Bows Are Lit Within, Bows for short, an inflorescent Kizar Solarian, who's a ray of sunlight from the chilling depths of the ice wells.
I'm Jocelyn, and I'm playing Together in Electric Dreams, a contemplative technomancer seeking the spark of life.
I'm John, and I'm playing Zabi Fragolarius, an elder skittermander with a penchant for explosions.
And I'm Alex, and I'll be playing Patsy Van Dyne, a rat about town with her nose in everybody's business.
And now, on with the episode. And welcome back. More mystery and intrigue are in the cards. Previously, our intrepid investigators followed a handful of leads across Striving, trying to get to the bottom of Tier 99 Professor's murder. Patsy and Zabi snuck up to the Prof's charging pad to eyeball their personal files. Dexter and Voss questioned the owner of an Infosphere cafe to try to learn more about the mystery egg who sent them the invitation to the Prof's memorial. And Bows and Electric Dreams jawed with Erudite Collaborator, learning about a Hinky First Ones artifact given to the Professor and stored in Polytechnica's archives. Now, with more information than you can shake a stick at, the gang makes plans to confab with a Vesk socialite at a glitzy orbital casino. But first, several months earlier, at the Magenta Orbital Amusement Platform. The main floor of the casino presents an overwhelming array of stimuli, flashing lights, the sounds of clacking chips and electronic beeps, the smell of roast defrex from the buffet, and the nagging feeling that it's about 1 degree warmer than is comfortable. Peoples from all over the pack worlds and beyond rub elbows at the gaming tables as they share in the camaraderie of losing their spacesuits to the house. Alcohol and gossip flow freely through the place, the latter of which is likely why you are here, Patsy.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You and two of your closest sisters, Bunny and Mitzi, arrived via a private shuttle. You don't often make it up to Magenta, preferring the refined social niceties of dinner parties in the city, but the Van Dynes must make an appearance when something important is likely to happen. And tonight, that important thing is the only daughter of a Vescarium mining magnate. Now, how do you come in? Do you make an entrance or you keep it subtle?
I think that Patsy has dressed to impress, and she doesn't call attention to herself necessarily, but she's not shy about it either. You know, she strides in through whatever the closest thing to the front door is and just make sure to catch some people's eyes, drop a wink here and there, you know.
Cool. Yeah, people know who you are. People recognize the Van Dynes.
Yes.
And like Bunny and Mitzi, are they like, you know, they're your closest, but which one of the two of them is your favorite, you'd say?
Oh, I love all my sisters. Mitzi's my favorite.
Mitzi's favorite. She's kind of, you know, as you're sort of wandering, she kind of taps you and points you towards to sort of the VIP lounge where there's like someone basically clearly holding court. And, you know, she's like, yeah, oh, there she is. There she is, Patsy. There she is.
Why, yes, indeed. It's so rare we meet someone from so far outside the system. Shall we go introduce ourselves?
Oh, let's. And Bunny laughs her a very high and great, you know, grating laugh. And so there she is. Vasilisa Sobok is a tall Vesk woman. She is dressed in like this very tight outfit, but you know, it's an evening gown that would not be out of place on like on a dance floor, basically, right? And she's clearly holding holding court here. There's hangers-ons, Vesk and otherwise, are laughing at her every joke and agreeing with her every opinion. And you know, it's so that this fashion leaves little to the imagination. She's making quite a splash, but does she have a reason? Why is she here in Abalon?
Yeah, I think that is quite frankly probably why Patsy is here is to figure out what she's doing here. How easy would it be to get close to her just to sort of introduce myself?
I think it's fairly easy. I mean, you know how to deal with these sorts of like situations. So you can just kind of like sort of like insert yourself in. You know, it's not like there's like she doesn't have security exactly. Maybe there's one. There's like maybe a one kind of really burly vesk with like shades on it. You know, very tight fitting suit standing behind her. But it's not like he's keeping people out. There's not like a velvet rope or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would just sort of, you know, make my way into the VIP area, you know, mingle. Obviously, like if she's holding court, everyone's like here to talk to her, and I'm not going to interrupt whatever's happening. Like, I'm not here to make a scene or anything, but just, you know, when I find a chance, I will slowly like make my way through the crowd, and just whenever I get a chance, you know, just sort of sidle up to her and just introduce myself, you know, Patsy Van Dyne of the Avalon Van Dynes.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, Miss Van Dynes.
Oh, delightful to meet you too. And I do, I like look to sort of initiate the like little cheek kiss thing, only I realize that I am like, you know, yo tall, and she is probably like, you know, much taller than me. So
you have to like stand on a chair or something like that. But she kind of maybe catches what you're trying to do and do you do air kisses.
Oh, great. Okay. I sort of crane up and she sort of leans down a little bit. We sort of do the cheek kisses.
Exactly.
You know, I introduce my sisters as well and say, well, it seems you've made quite the splash here at Magenta.
Oh, yes, it is fabulous. We do not have these church casinos on the Vesk too.
Really? My, how dreadful. What do you do for fun?
I know, it is so boring there. Daddy said I should go and make fun somewhere else. And so I am here in Avalon, where I hear that there are very fun things to do and very fun things to see.
Oh, yes, of course. You've seen Magenta already, but we simply must show you the nightlife down there. It is, it's electric, really.
I get that. You are making jokes. Yes, it is very good. Yes, because there are so many robots down there. It is very funny.
Yes.
Oh, my. So you confab with her for like the night. Maybe, you know, you make kind of friends. You kind of get the impression that she's basically in Avalon to spend her father's money, spend her family's money, right? She is the... You know, almost Paris Hilton-esque of the Vescarian. She's just kind of like, you know, there to make her scene. And do you get along with it? She's not like flighty, but she's not pushy. But she does occasionally. She just seems like she does like to party.
Yeah, I think Patsy is not like a hard partier. I think probably what she is sort of doing is probing for. This feels so rude, but like probing for like hidden depths. Like, is there more going on here, or is it really, you know, like is she putting on a show of being like, you know, the socialite, or is this like really how she is? Because like she'll probably get along with her either way, unless she's like a mean girl about it. But I'm just trying to figure out like, what's the deal? What's the scoop? What's going on here?
Yeah. So you spend the night, at least this first night, hanging out and trying to probe what's going on. You get the impression, you know, she's kind of partying. She's getting drinks for everybody, buying drinks and gambling kind of profusely when she feels like it, right? It takes you, let's say, like another like 2 weeks of just sort of occasionally meeting with her, you know, having parties. She's down, she comes, you show her around striving a little bit for you to sort of recognize that there's maybe something beneath this party girl exterior.
Okay.
You get just suspicious about she's there and because she asks a lot of questions about Avalon when she's down there. She wants to know more about Anasites. She wants to know more about the history of the city, history of the planet.
I think I probably like I probably brush a lot of that off in terms of like both Patsy probably doesn't know like a ton about it, but also like isn't necessarily interested. Like if she picks up that something's going down here, I don't know that she would want to give a ton of it. Like that's sort of hinky, right? Of like interesting. Yeah. However, having said that, like there is also a chance that like I kind of drop the hint that like I know an academic or two, right? And I'm like, oh, you know, well, you know, next time you come to a party, if you know, and maybe even name drop Tierney of like, hey, if they come by, I'll introduce you. They know all the boring book learning stuff, you know. Why fret about any of that, you know? Where's the fun in that? And just sort of...
No, exactly. No, but I would love to meet any of your friends, of course.
Oh, of course, yes. And yeah, I just sort of make note of that. She's not off any guest lists or anything. She's absolutely on the list. We're currying favor, but...
Right, fair enough.
That in the back of the mind, you know? Like, yeah. Interesting.
So this is what you're maybe remembering as the six of you take the sort of public shuttle up to the Magenta Orbital Amusement Platform. It is outside of Shriving, like technically, because it's in orbit, but it's also sort of part of Shriving because there are sort of public transit here and there. And if you were to try to leave Shriving through, say, the spaceport or to take a shuttle, take a spaceship off of Magenta, you'd have to kind of pass through some, not exactly customs, but some security enough that the people who said... the city police who said, please don't leave Shriving for a bit, would get a hold of it. But taking this sort of like regularly running shuttle between the city and the orbital platform is fine. It's within reason.
We can plead ignorance about it, right? If we get stopped.
Exactly. It's people, you know.
What do you mean this is a part of Shriving?
it's in geosynchronous orbit around the city.
Yeah.
And so the six of you now sort of dressed a little bit in your sort of evening finery, some of which you was borrowed from the Van Dyne's closet or purchased on the Van Dyne's accounts, come into the Magenta Orbital Amusement Platform. Again, it is just sort of a big casino. Gambling machines everywhere, people sort of mingling about, drinking, anisite bots sort of zooming by with trays of drinks, and that sort of thing. What do you want to do here? Is there anything particular? I mean, obviously you're here to maybe spot Vasilisa, but is there anything else you want to do while you're here?
This is the most overstimulating place Bows has ever been.
Fair enough, yeah. It's true.
Yeah. So very much they are just kind of trying to experience everything and nothing all at once.
Bows, how do you feel about like the temperature? Like, again, this is sort of like built
in a
way.
It's a little warm, right?
It's like a touch warm. Like you get the feeling like it's stuffy and a little warm in here, as if there might be more comfortable for like anisites, but for like, you know, or more organic beings, it's like 75 degrees in here instead of like a cool 72, you know? Like,
yeah. I think like in the same way that when it's a little bit too hot and humid, flowers will close up a little bit. All of Bowser's like limbs are kind of like, they look like a sad tree that's been left outside in the sun.
Okay.
But they're not like complaining about it, just like, sure, you can tell visually that they are uncomfortable.
Yes. Does this overstimulation like affect anybody else, or is it like it's beeps and boops, I'm fine with it?
I think it's nice and loud. Suits a little too snug here. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm used to wearing all these dress-up clothes.
Yeah, you've got a nice, they had to, you know, put in this extra set of arms for this little suit that you bought. But
I told you the cravat was optional, but you do look so stylish, Zabi.
I don't know what that means, but thanks.
Stylish?
No.
Cravat?
Oh.
Yeah.
Necktie.
Oh, okay.
It's what Fred wears in Scooby-Doo. No, that's an ascot, sorry.
Yeah, I know ascots. I don't know what, okay. Anyway.
You don't know your clown on me in the ascot. Comments.
Yes.
And Dex, like, how it, like, I'm sure there's definitely a casino on Absalom Stage, at least one sort of like nightclub like this. So
yeah, it's where crime happens. Yeah,
you know. Yeah, it's where crime happens.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, he's not. He's not wrong.
There's of course the sort of clearly overt, there's the sort of socially acceptable crime of getting your money taken away from you by, you know, by bad odds, but there's also probably occasionally some under the table deals, that sort of thing happening.
Yep. Card counters, the whole nine yards.
True that too. So people trying
to shoot the house. He's kind of like walking through and it's having a hard time shutting off the investigator part.
Yeah.
Cuz he like sees, oh, you know, because I have the that's odd. So that's like pinging every 5 seconds.
I'm sure.
That's odd. Well, that's
actually. Those aren't odds. Those are the wrong odds.
Yeah. The question is he also a card counter?
And so, yes, sort of bring you to the outside of the here on the foundry there. You can kind of see again what this floating platform is like from the outside. It's also covered in neon on the outside as well, but in the inside also, it's like the glitziest, verging on the tackiest kind of indoor casino that, you know, you could think of. And from all this, Patsy, you hear that, over all the noise, the general sort of hubbub of the casino, a distinct laugh.
Yeah.
It's Vasilisa.
Of course. I actually would like to use a feat at this time. I have what I believe is a Starfinder exclusive feat. Thank you so much. We're showing off the system here. I have the face in the crowd feat, which basically lets me sneak if there is a crowd of at least 10 people. Oh, and nice. There surely must be more than 10 people in this casino.
Yes.
So. Like, what I think I would like to try to do first is just try and sneak up on Vasilisa and see who she is talking to first, and see if I can like overhear anything about a conversation before I make myself known. And I will like go over and say hi to her. She's not an enemy or anything of mine, as far as I know. Maybe she is. But just like scope out the scene ahead of time if I can.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and give me a stealth roll then?
Yeah, and I will get the bonus from Face in the Crowd. Which I can't put on my token, so I'll just incorporate it manually. Please hold while I remember where skills are. That's a skill.
I can, let's see. That. I can bring you all onto this if you want. And
no, it's fine. Add that circumstance bonus there. Make that. Oh, yes, please. I will take a 23 stealth.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is sort of like that weird kind of. This is that weird kind of stealth where, like, I'm not hidden so much as I'm just like blending into the crowd, right?
Yeah, exactly. You find some, you know, going from like little bits of crowd, you know, maybe there's a bachelorette party that's moving through, and you kind of move with them a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, move with them, like grab a drink from one person, pass it off to another, and just myself basically where like my back is to like Vasilisa, but I can like hear the conversation that she's having and like catch a glimpse of anyone she's talking to.
Yes, she's another sort of like. She's at a table. She's at a card table, basically, right? And there's a dealer, you know, an Anasite dealer who's just sort of dealing, and she's there with a Azrinarian elf woman, sort of this sort of purple skinned woman, big ears, silver hair, sort of pulled back in a nice ponytail, and a Barathu in a business suit.
What does a Barathu in a business suit look like? It's very important to me that you describe this right now.
It's mostly just like it's mostly just a dicky around his sort of lower section with a tie hanging down.
I was going to say, is there a tie just like wrapped around his head hanging down? Or?
No, it's down near the bottom of his body, so it kind of dangles downwards.
So sorry for what happened to the audio levels just there.
That's okay. And there's also smallish kind of anisite on almost like a booster seat to get to the card table. He's basically about the size of a gonk droid kind of size robot with several sort of arms, and he's kind of painted like almost like safety color yellow, you know, like industrial yellow and black.
Sure.
You listen in for a little bit. Vasilisa is just sort of, you know, maybe talking casually to the two. She's sort of between the Barathu and the elf, kind of talking with them. Oh, and you know, when they're as they're playing their cards, the three of them are pretty social with each other. The Anasite seems to be focused on the game and winning a lot.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay.
And she's like, we should call you Lucky. And the Anasite, please, my designation is compilation of numbers. Oh, no, you're winning so much. You're just a lucky one. You are. Oh, can you believe this? And the Brathu kind of burbles in disbelief as well. And the elf, she's just kind of like, you know, she's kind of not, the elf is not really paying much attention to the game or the money. She doesn't really care. Getting a drink, getting out, drinking it down. So Fesley's having a good time. You've never met these other two that she seems to be buddy-buddy or any of the other people at this table, but she definitely seems more buddy-buddy with the elf and the Barathu.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody who would like to come gambling with me? And by gambling, I mean sit at the table and attempt to get information out of Vasilisa.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'll come.
I suppose mm-hmm. I should be me.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think...
Not that I'm going to be any good at gambling, but...
No, that's fine. Patsy, I imagine, honestly plays like Vasilisa is playing right now, where, like, she's just there to chat, and, like, the dealer actively probably gets annoyed because Patsy takes so long to make a move because she's just chatting with her girlfriends, right?
Right.
But I think what I'll do is I'll just sort of, like, spot you on the edge, and I'll, like, link my arm through yours, be like, come on, Voss, let's go say hello.
Yes, great, let's.
And I'll just go over, and actually this makes a ton of sense because you're the kind of person I would want to introduce Vasilisa to, so
right.
Yeah. So I'll just go over and I'll do that thing where I go up behind her and say, Vasilisa!
Patsy!
It's good to see you.
It has been like, what, a week? 2 weeks?
Oh, too long, my darling. Too long. And I sort of like swivel over a chair and hop up on it so we can do the air cheek kisses.
Yes.
And then say, I have just the most scrumptious person for you to meet. You'll never guess. And I like comically pretend like I'm trying to like hide Voss behind my back. Like, you'll never okay, guess.
Yeah. You'll never guess. This much taller than you, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like this is obviously a bit that I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
So let's just let you show you what this is, what Vasilisa looks like. I think you should all have that up on your iPad as a journal.
Oh,
yeah, she is just like, again, not wearing.
I love her look.
Yeah.
Serving.
Yes. So I'll do the little cheek kiss and I'll be like, I have just met the most scrumptious actor from, and like, I will whisper, I've so forgotten the name of your show. Help.
Avalon Anatomy.
From Avalon
Anatomy.
Yes.
She's like, as Vasilisa spots Voss, she says it at the exact same time. What amazing. Oh, Patsy, you know all the greatest people, the coolest people.
Oh, stop. Could we join you for just a text?
Oh, please come in. Anaria, Baby Libu, you can take a hike.
She shoves someone away.
Yeah.
This is how we operate now. This is fine, actually. Yes. This is normal.
It's great. Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
And who's this delightful little droid you've met?
Oh, this is my new friend, Lucky.
Lucky, please. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
No, my designation is compilation of numbers.
Oh, of course, I see. What sort of numbers do you compile?
I compile numbers for the Polytechnica.
Do you? That's so fascinating. I say immediately storing that in my brain.
Yep. That's useful information that will be used later.
That's a surprise tool that will help us later. Honestly, yeah. I might like pull out my comm unit and text the rest of the party like, hey, possible lead, follow this droid if he leaves the table.
Yeah. Follow compilation of numbers, which is
the
absolutely. Most amazing droid name.
Absolutely. Great Anasite name. I'm sorry, there's Anasite
and
Android. Like.
Yes. There's art this for is compilation what he looks like right now.
Oh, I love compilation.
That's great. He's just holding a coffee.
He doesn't like to drink.
Look at his eyes, though, looking in all directions, too, though. That's wild.
Yeah. He's got a lot of.
Stand compilation of numbers will die for them. Okay. Yeah, I think we do a little bit of catching up and a little bit of niceties and absolutely nothing with Vasilisa. But I kind of just want to drop on her and see how she reacts. I kind of want to just like drop into conversation. Like, did I ever get around? I know you had so many questions about the Anasites. Did I ever put you in touch with this real brain box that I know named Tier 99 Professor?
Oh, Tierney, yes. We have met. Yes.
Did you? Oh my good. Oh.
Were they much of a gambler?
Yes, he was up at the. No, he was not a very good gambler. I will tell you this.
I imagine not.
But we,
no.
We did have some. We did have a few drinks up here at Magenta just a week or two ago.
Nice.
My goodness, that's so wonderful that you got to meet him before his untimely shutdown. I was just devastated when I heard about it.
What? He shut down?
Oh my goodness, you hadn't heard. I'm so terribly sorry. I am lying in this moment. I am watching her intently.
Sure, you want to give me a perception check?
I would love a sense motive check, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Do I have anything? I'm trying to see if I've got any kind of spells or anything that would help me boost this. I don't think so, but like, I don't suppose analyzing target would help me in this instance.
Probably not.
Would tell me how to impersonate her, which is not useful. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
You would need a lot of makeup and stilts.
Could I...
Do you want to be
watching?
Should
I give her my clue in?
Yeah, the clue in bonus. Yeah, sure. Ooh. Yes, clue in bonus, yeah.
What does that get me?
That's plus one, right? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how delightful. Yeah. Okay.
Once every 10 minutes, wow.
Don't mind if I do. I have blind rolled some dice, Steve. I don't know what they are. I hope they're good.
Okay, terrific.
And I just want to, like, you know, tragically just dab at my eyes and tell her about Tierney's unfortunate, you know, premature shutdown. And just like, I'm just checking to see if she knows anything here.
She seems genuinely surprised by the news. Okay. And she doesn't reach out. She reaches out. She, you know, takes you by the hand. She's like, I know you two were pretty close. If you're taking this so hard, maybe I could, we could get you a, do you need a drink or something?
Oh, always.
Okay. Yes. The waiter droid, please. Bring
what about
a
compilations of numbers when they hear
what's
that?
What's that?
Is there any response to them?
Oh.
He seems pretty stoic. He's, again, kind of very focused on the game. And in this particular conversation, this particular a hand goes by and he wins again.
That's fine.
He's got like a stack of like kind of cred chips.
Can I make a perception check on his play to see what
he's
doing?
Yeah, I was going to say, he looks...
Sure,
like,
yeah, you sure can. If you're watching...
I'm going to watch him playing. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I meant that to be blind, but oh, well.
Oh, hell, I'll enough. Do it to you. Same perception.
Yeah, same.
Okay. Everyone wants to do that.
I see you all like hovering around the table, and I attempt to make motions to you, like, don't hover. Oh my god.
Yeah. What are you all doing?
You guys are maybe like trying to walk by, and you're just like craning your neck as you.
Yeah, like, this guy keeps winning. What's going on?
Yeah, hold on.
To teach you people about subtlety.
Well, Dexter's like crime senses are going on. This guy must be counting cards.
It's the thing. Yeah. Usually, you know, you're watching from a distance and maybe sitting at another cart table, like that's kind of like next to them with your back to them, but you're kind of, you know, keeping an ear out, keeping an eye out every so often. It's a combination of two things. One, he is basically like calculating odds at a remarkable rate and knows how to play strategically. And the fact that everyone else at the table is not playing strategically.
No one else knows what they're doing.
Working in his favor. And then what you're doing, you're just sort of like casual betting. Yeah, oh, but then I'll hit on a 19, sure, you know, kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Not really thinking about it or whatever, but he's just playing very strategically and very well. It's not quite card counting, but it's like right on the edge of that.
But when you're playing Absalom Ante with several novices, like...
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Why didn't I just say that? This is in fact Absalom Ante. You guys are playing cards and doing.
I keep forgetting which suit is the best. You know, it's so. Oh, goodness.
And
I've got a great poker face, but I don't remember what any of the numbers mean. So.
You know, it's hard to take tricks when you're not paying attention, and then also just like
it's that scene at the beginning of Ocean's 11 when he's trying to teach like the young celebrities how to play poker, and they're like, I've got all reds, I win.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
And some of them are hearts, and some of them are diamonds, and they're not in a line. In any
No, just that I have all reds.
All reds.
Vesalisa, again, you know, she's gotten you a drink, Patsy. He's going, no, I said we was just up here. I only met him that one time when he came up to the Magenta with us. He was, again, a lovely, lovely person, but I just not very good at the cards.
No. He was just, I think, let's see, what do we want to ask her about, I guess is the question, right? Like, what do we think she knows about?
Like, maybe ask why she, like what they talked about when she met him?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Or how long ago they met also, because...
Which said like a week or two ago, so... Yeah, I think maybe I'd just ask her, like, you know, it's... I just, you know, I keep thinking back to the last conversations that we had, and I just want to preserve as much of that as I can in their memory. Yeah. What did you talk with him about? Was he working on anything exciting? Are there any projects, anything that they left unfinished? I just hate to think of that. I don't know. I'm fishing here.
Yeah. Oh, it was, you know, this and that. I was asking about his work at the university, that sort of thing. He was just making the small talks.
Well, he came all the way here for you. My goodness, that was so kind of him.
Oh,
wasn't
yeah. I mean, I did sort of. You know, ask him to invite him to come up here.
Oh, did you? Was there? Wow. And I'll sort of get a little conspiratorial. Was there something you were looking for? And I sort of just want to be a little conspiratorial about it and be like, we can talk secrets.
Yes. So, you know, she's looking and you catch her like kind of glancing back at a compilation of numbers.
Oh.
And then looking back at you. And going, you know, I was mainly just trying to find more about this fascinating planet of robots.
Interesting. Can I try to read that look and figure out what she's, what's going on there?
Yeah.
Great. I'll do a sense motive there.
Where's my? Okay, I clicked the correct button this time.
Patsy, you think, you know, it's probably not a coincidence that both Tier 99 Professor and this Ansite here work for the university.
Right.
And Vasilisa is gambling with them.
Is it not a coincidence in that, what I'm trying to figure out basically is like, did she summon Compilation of Numbers or is Compilation of Numbers following her? Like...
You're not 100% sure. You'd have to maybe, you know, ask.
Okay. Well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that seems a little...
Or, you know, try to figure out more.
Yeah. Kind of my default, if I feel like she's trying to get away from compilation, kind of my default, and this... Alex doesn't know if this will work, but Patsy would know, is to basically make an excuse to go to the little girl's room, right?
Sort
of be like, I shouldn't be on the floor like this. I should go put myself together.
Oh, yes. My snout needs a powdering as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, thank you so much.
I'll turn to Compilation of Numbers and say, hey, can you show me a little more about this game so I can actually understand what I'm doing here?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Can the two most chaotic options also sit down at the table to distract the robot?
Yeah.
Bowes has never played a card game before, and so when Voss asks this, Bowes is going to act as if they have simply overheard someone... asking, hey, can you show me how this works? And slide into the other seat and say, I would also like to learn. We're going to distract this robot because we're going to make them teach us 100%. How to play cards.
Yes.
Yeah.
If an Anasite could like sigh, he would.
This one would be sighing right now.
Says, oh, of course. Yes. The rules are quite simple. And he goes on to explain.
I'm not interested in following Vasilisa to the bathroom. I simply want to experience this scene for the next 15 minutes.
You're like, never mind.
We can come back to it. We'll come back. We'll stick here for a minute. If anyone else wants to sit at the table, please speak up. Because you do need probably another one or two more people to play a good game of Epsilon Ante.
Sure, sure.
Honestly.
Sure. Dex is okay. Pretty smart. So
yes. So Lucky kind of compilation gives you sort of a brief rundown on all the rules, which is basically, you know, this is a real game, and then Starfinder Infinity deck, you take tricks to take cards, and you use those cards that you've taken to make like a poker hand. It's sort of the basic. Okay. I mean, you're betting in a standard poker style way. So the dealer isn't like, you're not playing against the dealer, you're all playing against each other, right. Which is why, you know, seems the compilation was doing so well. And in the process of this, he does sort of like, you know, as you said, and he looks, you know, turns to you, Voss, and he's like, oh, you are friends with that Miss Patsy, the one designated Patsy Van Dyne, and who is friends with the one designated Vasilisa Sobok?
That's correct, yes.
Yes. Interesting. Do you know why she called me here?
She called you here?
She invited me here, yes.
Oh,
the moment Bowes hears that, Bowes is going to, if Patsy is still within 30 feet at that moment, tell her that telepathically.
I think there's enough you can kind of maybe like scooch it. Yeah. I think, yeah. We'll say the restrooms are close enough by that you can do a little telepathic blip.
So they just forward Vasilisa invited numbers.
Numbers, okay. I will turn to compilation members and go, oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know. I was invited by Patsy, so I couldn't tell you.
Mm.
But that is odd. Do you know?
But I seem to be doing quite well.
Yes, it seems like you're doing you're doing very well for yourself.
I don't usually get up to magenta.
How did you learn to play cards so well?
Oh, I just read the rules. It's a mathematical exercise. I was able to reduce it to component functions and. Well, yeah, there is some interpersonal connections with the other players, of course, but those seem to be moot factors on the final outcome. Negligible factors, I should say.
Well, perhaps in this instance, anyway.
Yes. Ms. Sobok does not appear to be paying much attention to the game. Which I find very odd.
That does seem interesting. And she hasn't told you why she invited you here? You've just been sitting at this table with her?
She's been asking me about my work.
Oh. Did you work on something specific? I heard you worked at the university. I don't let on that I know Tierney right now, by the way.
Sure. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. No, I compile the numbers for the archives.
Of the university? The
Polytechnica's archives at the university. Yes, it is a fascinating job.
You compile numbers for the archive. What kind of numbers does the archive
budget numbers,
need?
Budget numbers, making sure that all of the facilities are kept up to date, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay. Maintaining the budget. I see. Well, did she ask you about a specific thing to look into? Like, a particular
number? She has not.
Okay. Interesting.
Does she seem interested in your work with numbers or interested in the archive?
I cannot tell.
Oh, fair enough.
Meanwhile, in the bathroom.
Yes.
In the bathroom.
Oh, Patsy, you've got to help me.
What is it, Vasilisa?
Oh, this Anisite. He is too good at the cards.
Patsy immediately recalibrates. Patsy was like, oh, I figured out the conspiracy. Nope, not that at all.
Nope, was not prepared for that to be her response.
Well, I mean, you know, he has a computer and they are pretty good at calculating things. Maybe Absalom Ante is not the game to be playing against him.
Oh, should we be playing a different game?
Maybe something more like Space Blackjack.
I need to get information. Black hole check. Good. I need to get more informations out of him.
Information is my specialty, yes. And I drop her a wing. What do you need to get out of him? And I lean in conspiratorially. We're besties now, right? Like I'm so in for whatever she's doing.
I was looking for things. You know, I came here to Avalon not for no reason. To spend the money. You know, I was trying to hint at this at our last dinner party. That's why I ask you so much about the history of the planet and that sort of thing.
Oh, I think Patsy genuinely did not pick up on this.
Yeah, fair enough.
Patsy genuinely was like, scroll pieces are clocking into place right now.
Yes. No, it's just, it's a hobby of mine, to be honest. Spending money is how I do the hobby, is how I like to... I'm collecting. I am somewhat collector.
Interesting girl, objects. You should have told me.
I tried to tell you in a discreet way because these items, they are not necessarily all the ways legal.
Oh. Was Tierney getting you something?
I was hoping that he was, but he did not work again. Even though he's bad at cards, he's very much not willing to sell things. And then one of his friends or whatever came up to me afterwards and was yelling at me.
Really?
Yelling at me. Yes. At you.
Like, how very absolutely dare they? Who was it?
Like some human man who did not barely come up to my shoulders tried to threaten me. I could snap his spine like twig.
And you should.
I did not, because I am a good girl.
Yes, of course. I know. No, I know the incident. We don't do that. Can I? Yes. Do we have a physical description of Z yet? I can't recall.
I think what you have is people have not yet given you much in the way of a description.
Okay.
And the way that he's just sort of, he's from Peluria. He's a human and he's probably very nondescript.
Okay, cool. Then I don't necessarily have like a description that I could give her to be like, is this the same person? But like some stuff in my brain is clean. So bizarre.
He's telling me to back off.
Why? But for what?
I don't know. I cannot say. And then I could not get in touch with Tierney again, but now I know why.
Yes. Okay. So there's something that I haven't told you that I should. I feel in the spirit of openness and transparency that we're having here.
I am not surprised, but thank you.
Tierney. Choosing to take that as a compliment. Tierney's unexpected shutdown appears to have been inflicted by another use. I don't know the euphemisms. He got murdered. We think he was murdered.
Murdered.
Ugh. We don't know why. I sort of came up here hoping maybe you knew something, anything.
Oh, all I know is that man was like with him. Well, not with. It wasn't with him, but he came up afterwards. We had our night of drinking and gambling. He wanted me to say. He said to say back off. I don't know where he was from or what he was doing. Otherwise,
That's so strange. What about numbers out there?
I am trying to get him information from him about the things. When they were here, Tierney did hint that he had something. I knew he had something, and he hinted that he might have kept it at the university. So I talked to another, like janitor type bookkeeper or person. That would maybe be able to get me information on where these objects are being kept. And I could maybe buy them. Buy it.
The bureaucrats do know all the good secrets. That's very true. Yes,
exactly. Exactly.
Huh. Well, that's, my goodness, that's quite a lot. Do you, and I sort of look around conspiratorially, do you think you're safe? I mean, do you think this man might come after you again?
This man, he is nothing.
Of course. I forget. You're so big and strong and muscled. I forget. I worry about you, you know?
Oh, you're so sweet. But I know not to worry about you. I know you can handle yourself in a terrible situation. That you and all of your sisters, all of your family together. I understand here, at least on this planet.
You stop, you flatterer, you.
This man, though, it's very strange. I don't know what he's doing here. Definitely what he's doing here on Avalon, what he is doing here with Tierney, because he could seem to barely be able to work a datapad.
Well, now that's very unusual. Most people know how to work a datapad.
And he's just look at one very, as he was, you know, he stormed off, but he forgot to, he almost forgot to pay his drink bill. And when he went to go look and to give the credit, he looked at the data pad so confused, like he didn't know what it was. He had to have the waiter help him push the buttons, whatever, you know, do the clickings. And I thought, why are you here on the robot planet?
You don't
know machines.
That's very strange. That man must be very confused. I am filing in my brain, tell Dreams to hack the merchant database immediately.
Yeah.
I cannot telepathically tell that to Dreams, but I will as soon as I get a chance. My goodness. What a productive chat in the bathroom we ladies have had.
Always the best place to have these chats. Now, if you could, then we have given this information. We've been very open and honest with one another. Maybe perhaps you could help me make this little robot lose his money.
Oh, I haven't even been trying, girl. You've seen nothing yet.
Oh, my goodness.
And I will sort of link arms. I will link arms with her and just head back out to the table, and I'm really gonna start playing for real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Like I'm no longer messing around. Like I've gotten the information that I need, and I will pass it on to my friends when I like get a chance. But like I'm gonna sit here and play some cards for a bit and like take some of this robot's money.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess to sort of simulate this, we can have a skill check for this. Obviously, we probably don't have games lore. But do you have some, you know, how's your deception? I think that's pretty good for...
I guess it is a bluffing game, isn't bluffing. It? So.
It's somewhat of a bluffing game.
Yeah.
It's not a bluffing game, like a poker.
Yeah, I'll give deception a go.
Okay. I have now learned some of the rules of this game, so I'm also... said.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, if anyone else who wants to be playing...
I actually know what I'm lying about now.
Can I use Underworld lore?
Solid.
If you think you're gonna try to cheat, then yes.
This is where crime happens.
This is where crime happens.
So would that mean thievery would be something suitable for cheating?
Oh, just
if you're cheating,
cheating, holding cards.
You're gonna get us thrown out of Magenta. Off of Magenta, I guess.
Out and off.
I think I'm gonna let Patsy just
okay
have her way with this little robot.
Yeah. I better too.
The night, basically, you know, this is over the course of the rest of the evening, essentially. Not the
well
rest.
So I do want
an
to,
hour or so. Yes,
yeah, I do before I go to the card table, I will like dart off to like to Dreams and like basically make whatever signal I need to be like, hey, talk to me telepathically for a sec.
Right.
And I'll just like I will relay that info of like I think this weird Z creep was here. They struggled with computers. See if you can like find any record in the casino's database of them, maybe, and just like be like, you're a hacker. That seems like a you thing. Go.
Sure. Yeah. So we'll just sort of say, you know, basically what's going on with the game here. You know, some time passes. It's in an hour, maybe two, where you're, you know, slowly winning money back. You know, kind of get that, and it comes to a point where, Lisa is like, perhaps we can, you know, all these chips coming back and forth and back and forth, money so boring. Maybe we talk a little bit about betting a bit of information about things.
Oh.
And you've, you know, basically got a compilation of numbers, not, you know, a bit on the ropes, to the point where he seems willing to be like, it's unusual, but I suppose it would be fair. I don't want to lose any more of the chips that I've won so far. And you bet basically say, well, you know, you can tell us a little more about the, you know, the archives and what the Professor Tierney might be having.
I was going to say, will even like at that point sort of lean over the table and be like, I hear Tierney had something very valuable in the university archives. I don't suppose there's anything you could tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. And it's basically like the bet has to be because he wouldn't tell you this information just off the bat, but like now he's like, because I could, it would be, I might get in trouble with the Polytechnica, but I suppose you win this hand, and then you win the hand. Lucky combination of numbers lets you know that yes, that the tyranny has stored a couple of what is believed, what are believed to be first ones artifacts that were sent to him from Akaton shortly before basically coming up to meet Vasilisa here at Magenta. They are stored in Archive 404, and that if need be, what? Don't look at me. I didn't make.
I'm looking directly at exactly who knows that I'm looking at them.
Okay, good.
You know,
just actually three items that were classified as a, hold on, let me find out what the words are. Classified
Ark
as
of the
a
covenant. That's three.
I was going for super chill and not at all dangerous, right?
Ark of the covenant.
Something referred to as a transistor, an orb, and a piston.
Okay.
Love an orb.
Love an, everyone loves an orb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said love an orb. It's for pondering.
Precisely. I would like to ponder this orb.
Okay. Meanwhile, Jocelyn, Dreams, do you want to like basically kind of like quietly kind of hack into their like the bar computer to try to get some records?
Sure. When Patsy comes over and whispers telepathically about it, Dreams has been winning stuffed animals from the claw machine.
Yes.
That checks out.
It has a big pile of stuffed animals.
Perfect.
Reluctantly abandons this fun pursuit to look at the computers in the area. What do I need to do you want a computer check?
Yeah, give me a computer check.
Sure.
I'm just loving the visual of you, like, slowly and telepathically moving the little joystick to move the little crane around.
It's telepathically so pushing the button. It's so much more precise than hands.
Yeah.
Though, you know, this is you know, you're not going to get deep into the full computer system of the entire casino, but the bar is a little less secure, even though it's got, like, you know, people's payments. Not stored, let's say that's encrypted, but you're basically kind of looking a little bit more into just sort of like, hey, you know, has to the time of when this fellow was supposedly here. And you get you get enough information, the image, there's like actually like a number of like that night when someone around that time that he left was trying to pay the bar tab, but like a number of like errors, like transaction errors of someone basically trying to like perhaps use cred sticks that didn't quite, that weren't quite legit, like, you know, like almost like expired credit cards. And then eventually they were eventually able to pay and leave. The names on those credit cards are, well, this is, they probably aren't a name. Oh, well, it's more interesting if they have some of the names. You get like a couple of different sort of like, handles on there. All of them do start with Z. It's like Zerum, Zemir, that kind of stuff. It's all like kind of like weird, sort of like almost anagrams of each other. Or slight alternates of spelling of basically of Zerum. Two E's and an I, and I and two E's, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's unusual to say the least. But the like the tab got paid, so the casino didn't really care.
Right. Yeah, someone was paying attention.
Fair enough. You know, in the way you don't necessarily, because it's less, no, you know, you don't have to sign anything for credit cards anymore now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just you should have bleep a chip, and it's just sort of like, oh, that didn't work. Oh, let me try this one. No one's paying attention to the names on the card, basically, right? He's just bleeping a couple, he was just bleeping a couple things and eventually found one that had either money on it or was valid, what have you.
And honestly, the casinos aren't making their money on the food and drink anyway. That's free for them. They don't care.
Yeah, pretty much don't.
Okay. Dreams will relay this information to the group, suggesting perhaps that the alternate identities of the mysterious Z are from different dimensions, perhaps? That's why all the credit sticks were expired except one?
Intriguing. Mm. I like that we have about four different theories for this dude going on.
I'm about to put on my tinfoil hat and be like, time traveler.
Time traveler doesn't know how computers works.
Yeah.
Dreams is like witch warper or something.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, I don't know, just some dude.
Yeah, I'm like, no, time traveler. It's gotta
it's
be
probably
a time
guy, yeah.
And Dreams is now hovering around with a pile of stuffed animals.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
So getting that information from a compilation of numbers, basically, Vesely's kind of like, doesn't dismiss him exactly, but like, she's done playing games. And she brings to Patsy, just taking you to the bar this time, not taking you to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I see, oh, look, I can tell your friends here. Do you want to invite them to the booth?
I'm sure I don't know what. Yeah, all right.
Patsy, I thought we were being open and honest with.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
And I'll sort of beckon him over to one of the big round tables.
Okay. So everyone, you're sitting at the table with.
This is my friend Vasilisa. Everybody, we're besties now.
It's a pleasure, of course. So yes, now we know a little more about what it is. I would love. Okay. I collect these sorts of old things, so to speak, and would love to purchase one of these artifacts for my collection. But, you know, I will have to go through the university to do this. Perhaps, though, you know, I'm not saying anything in particular, but there could be a way, maybe perhaps, to save money. For me to save money, and perhaps for you to make a little money.
Well, I don't know if we're in that business necessarily, but it does occur to me that it's possible Tierney was killed for these things.
Yes.
They would be very valuable if they were real. First one's artifacts?
Well, if Tierney was keeping them in a secure place, they feel pretty real to me. He wasn't the type to be duped. But I think either way, it's sort of in our best interest to try to get a look at them.
Okay, you have maybe perhaps better connections. Yes, perhaps better connections with the Polytechnica that you could at least get into this archive and see what they are.
I sort of look at Bows and Dreams and Xabian, and I'm like, do we?
We have to fill out forms, but yes, it is possible.
Forms. Hate forms.
Forms. I understand. You want to do this on the up and up. It's good.
But maybe we could ask Erudite Collaborator. As Tierney's TA, they may have access to their academic files.
I like the way you're thinking.
He would not come up to the casino to gamble with me. That's why I had to take
He's a TA. He doesn't have a lot of spare credits.
Fair. I would flaunt him the money. That would be the good point. They get him, you know, doesn't have a lot of money. I could really bet the information. Anyways,
you have to think about the fact that not everyone, you understand.
I understand. Yes. I understand. It is a shame.
I tell you what, why don't we go talk to our friends at the university and see what we can do, you know? And
if anything happens, you know where to find me, and perhaps we can make some other deals.
Of course.
Between friends, of course. Between besties. Friends.
Of course.
Okay. You want to have shots?
Obviously. Obviously.
Let us do shots.
Wonderful. I go get a round of shots.
Get a round of shots.
I need
to maybe
spend
a little more time drinking.
I get two rounds of shots.
So maybe spend a little more of the evening here at Magenta, having a little bit of party time.
I mean, we're already here. We might as well have a good time.
It's a point. Vasilisa gets a karaoke room for everybody. Of course, there's karaoke here and all those sorts of things.
Of course, there's karaoke.
Why not? It's an amusement platform. It's not just a casino.
Space mini golf.
Yeah. I was thinking laser tag.
Ooh.
It's basically the space.
All those social fireworks? Those aren't fireworks.
I feel like
there's fireworks every night.
The
locals hate it.
Starfinder world is so much more dangerous. They just use real lasers.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you think about it, is not every Starfinder combat just a game of laser tag?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, listen, it's going to be that way.
The Vitality Network will be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Terrific. Eventually, you know, you have this plot to move on. You leave the magenta, head back home, get a night's rest. The next morning is supposedly the memorial. Yes. Do you want to do we're going to end it here-ish, but do you want to basically send a message to an erudite collaborator to maybe get the paperwork started to get into the archive and get yourself change it from your glitzy outfits to something a little more somber?
Yes.
To go and visit the memorial. And maybe try to get some information there. And it's that's where we'll pick up next time.
All right. Yeah.